This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Check out this story. 16 years later, new dark hints in Princess Diana death. It's interesting that this is just now coming out. This is CNN reporting this. New hints of a conspiracy in the death of Princess Diana have royal watchers buzzing once again, nearly 16 years after the woman who would now be a royal grandmother died in a car crash in Paris. I've interviewed Chris Everard on this topic in the past, and there was most certainly an occult, esoteric meaning behind her death. It's funny how the lamestream media is just now reporting on this. Hey, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. I got 3 hours of jam-packed information prepared for you today. In the second hour of the show, we'll have a new guest to the program. Dr. G is coming on. Dr. G is a naturopath who focuses on cancer. And Dr. G is somebody I actually ran into here in my local town. I was with the baby at a bakery we frequent. And I said to him, you know, I just started talking to the guy. I said, hey, so what's your deal? What's your name? How are you? I'm Bob. Nice to meet you. And sure enough, he was right up my alley with his information. He was a naturopath who specialized in cancer. He had cured himself of cancer after having quite a bit of trouble with it. And he did so holistically. He did so without the dangers of chemotherapy and radiation and so on and so forth. So we got to talking, and, well, I was intrigued. Intrigued enough to invite him on the show. So that will be for the second hour of today's show, and I am looking forward to that. Should be very informative. He has a well-rounded understanding of how to combat cancer. And as you know, cancer is a major epidemic all around the world today. Much of it is having to do with our food supply. And speaking of our food supply, in the first hour of today's show, we were going to be talking about our food supply with the butcher, Brad Jordan. And I hope to connect with him in the near future. He's on his way to the show as we speak, and we'll talk with him about his show and food freedom in general, from raw milk, which the FDA doesn't seem to like. They're coming in with guns. That's right. The FDA is coming in with guns. We've interviewed Jonathan Emord, the infamous attorney who has taken on the FDA. And he's brought up that this group, known as the Food and Drug Administration, is a rogue agency that really has no oversight. So typically in our system of checks and balances, we're supposed to have one group overseeing the next group and so on and so forth. Well, the FDA is a rogue, sovereign agency, which is a lot like the mafia in many respects, a lot like the IRS, I guess. Who regulates the IRS? Do you know? I'm not sure I know. So we'll talk about the FDA, we'll talk about food freedom. I've been drinking raw milk here religiously. I'm not sure that milk is the greatest thing for you with Fukushima continuing to go out of control. Covered Fukushima a bit as I was filling in for John Stadmiller this week, and I think it's an important story that needs to be looked at. Milk is a substance that soaks up the radiation particularly more so than other vegetables and beverages, I guess. And milk is a, well, very dangerous thing when it's pasteurized and not very good for you. And I could go on and on about milk. But I go back and forth. I'm not sure that we need milk beyond our mother's milk. Of course, breastfeeding is a biggie for us. Baby's still breastfeeding and is healthy. Has not been sick once. Of course, he didn't get the vaccines, which helps. But the breastfeeding really helps. Even the CDC has acknowledged that breastfeeding will help to prevent certain sickness from occurring in the child's early years. So from breast milk to raw cow's milk, we'll be getting into that this hour on the show. In the third hour, I have a number of different news items I want to get to and topics, and we'll also keep the lines open at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I have a major announcement that I'll be making. I don't know if I want to tease it or what I want to do. It's an announcement about the future of the show. No, don't worry, I'm not quitting. The show will go on, as they say. But it's a pretty big step forward, and I'm debating when I want to let the cat out of the bag. I'm debating on when I want to give the announcement. I will, let me think about it, and if I do it, I'll come back in the next segment and start off with it. I don't need to play a radio trick here and tell you, oh, we got a major announcement, stay tuned, but I do have an announcement that concerns the future of the show, and you might not care, but I certainly want to let my listeners know so that they can make the appropriate changes to their schedule. Oh, did I just give a hint? I think I just gave a hint. All right, well, there's a hint. We'll give you the full announcement next segment if I decide to do so. Heavy coffee consumption linked to higher death risk. Is coffee good for you? Is it not good for you? It's good for you. It's not good for you. I don't know. Well, what's the deal with coffee? They go back and forth. They tell us it's good for us one day, and the next day it's, well, not good for us. But drinking more than 28 cups of coffee a week may be harmful for people younger than 55, according to a new study. Coffee, in a new study, suggests a link between heavy coffee consumption and a higher risk among men and women younger than the age of 55 of dying. 28 cups of coffee a day. Let's see here. That's more than 4 a day. Or 28 cups of coffee a week, rather. That's more than 4 a day. Or that is 4 a day. Is my math all over the place here? Let's see. 7 days a week. 2 cups would be 14 cups in a week. A day, 4 cups would be 28. Yeah, so 4 cups a day. I don't know many people that drink 4 cups of coffee a day. I drink 1 cup of coffee and I'm jittered. I don't like coffee. Supposedly, according to the bulletproof coffee stuff, you know about bulletproof coffee? Well, supposedly it has to do with the way the coffee was treated. I don't know exactly the details about how it was treated and what makes for it to be more likely to make you jittery, but that's, from what I understand, is the reason that you have those sorts of side effects. When I do drink coffee, I'll have a cup of decaf. But you can't drink just any decaf, because decaf is also poisonous. In fact, most decaf coffees, they spray with a certain treatment that makes them decaf, and that's pretty darn nasty. No good for you. No bueno. So you got to get organic decaf. I don't know the details. My wife, she loves coffee. She loves coffee. I drink from time to time red tea, the Robius tea, and that's good. And I come to find out that it's not actually tea. Well, what do you mean, Bob? You just said it was red tea. No, it's a bush plant that grows in the mountains on the hillsides of who knows where. South Africa, I guess, is the main spot. And it's not a tea plant. And supposedly, I had a guest on a while back, supposedly it makes water complete. It allows for the body to be hydrated in a way that just regular water doesn't. When we come back, we'll have Brad the Butcher Jordan on with us. You're not going to want to miss it. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, so the big announcement. Should I let the cat out of the bag, Mr. Producer? I think I should get it over with. Well, let's bring Brad the Butcher Jordan on. And Brad, do I have to call you Brad the Butcher Jordan every time I refer to you, or can I just call you Brad the Butcher? or Brad.
You can just call me Brad. You can call me the Butcher. Whatever the Butcher. Feels good.
I like the ring that the ring to Brad the Butcher Jordan though. You know.
Yeah, man. Because I'm I'm cutting through food news, right? I'm cutting through the lies, the propaganda that our benevolent fathers in government are spewing out to us. So. And that's where the butcher comes from, man, chopping right through it, getting to the heart of the matter.
And what about the grass-fed meat? That's the only meat you deal with, right? Grass-fed?
Yeah. I mean, definitely try to go the grass-fed route. It's healthier for you. It has more minerals. I mean, cows are naturally supposed to graze on the grass, and, it's a better product. It's more nutritious. It's better for the animals. It's better for the environment. So it's a win-win.
The other thing about that is... The feed that cows get, especially if they're not organic, is comprised of genetically modified monsters.
Right.
So all that soy and all that other junk is no bueno. So you definitely want to go with the grass-fed. If you choose to eat meat, there's a whole debate there. I still haven't made up my mind, to be honest. I bring on a vegetarian guest one day, and the next day I got a paleo guest. It's making me schizophrenic. You're going to have to call me Bob the Schizophrenic Tuscan from now on.
Well, we got the schizophrenic and the butcher. So,
right.
It's a deadly combination.
Yeah, exactly. Brad, so you now follow my 3 hours here on Saturdays with the show that you do. Tell me about the show, and we'll take it from there.
Well, Food Riot Radio, it's basically, there's kind of a war on right now against small farmers in America. That it's a war being waged by the FDA, and the federal government, and it's working in concentration or working with local, state governments like, the Departments of Agriculture from different states. More recently, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, who took a small Amish farmer, but it is Amish farmers in a lot of cases. This is just a small milk farmer. Who was distributing his food to customers who wanted it. It was a mutually beneficial agreement, a contractual agreement between the farmer and the consumer. And he was selling them raw milk, eggs, things like that. And, of course, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture just took him to court, and he was found guilty on 5 charges. And they're such bogus charges. It's like one was his eggs weren't refrigerated at a cold enough temperature, even though his customers prefer them at the 50 degrees Fahrenheit that he had them at. And it's just, it's like they pick and choose who they want to go after. And it's, these small farmers that are providing nutrient-dense food to their customers. And so, that's basically what Food Riot Radio does. We try to, shine a light on the darkness, so to speak, get it to the media's attention, get the ball rolling, so to speak, make the public aware of what's going on, because it's not really covered that much nationally. So there's a lot of raw milk farmers, there's a lot of small farmers that are coming, the state is coming down on them, and, I think it's important to let people know about the nutrient-dense foods they provide, and about, the enforcement action, the police state we're under with these guys. Just in Texas this week, a tomato farmer was raided by SWAT teams, like a military-style raid, kicked in his doors, guns, up in the air, handcuffed everybody like a bunch of dogs, and they didn't find anything. They were just tomato plants, but they had drones flying up above that said, "This is, there's marijuana here. We need to raid these guys." So it's quite
I interviewed them, Brad, this week, and I posted that interview. It's called SWAT Team Raided Family for Weeds with an S. No weed, just weeds. That case right there is quite compelling. They had 2 young children that were both breastfeeding there that the mother was taken away from, and they actually went on their property. After the SWAT team had raided with lawnmowers and trucks, and they mowed their so-called lawn, well, that lawn they mowed was a garden. It was comprised of wild cultivated and domestically cultivated plants. They had lamb's quarter, they had blackberries and okra, and the big government, the big state, came in and literally mowed their garden down and stole property from their household. So, I mean, how crazy does it get?
I mean, it's organized crime at its highest level, you know. I mean, that's all government is. That's all it's there to do is enforce these arbitrary rules, you know, make us beg for freedom, you know. And it's ridiculous that, you know, we continue to put up with it. And the people need to be aware of what's going on. They need to, you know, get the fires of liberty burning in their belly a little bit and start questioning, you know, our masters, our overlords. And, you know, people need to get active. And, you know, in the case with Alvin Schlanigan, the milk farmer that was just found guilty in Minnesota of these bogus charges, you know, his customers needed to be at the courthouse. You know, people need to, you know, get upset about this kind of stuff. They need to hit the streets and protest and do things like that to show the government that, you know, we're not going to be bullied. We're not going to be taken advantage of. And, you know, you got to, unfortunately, in this day and age, we got to fight for our freedom. And so, you know, you go about that in a peaceful way, but you know, you have to do it still. You can't just sit at home and hope everything goes okay.
Absolutely. You're talking about Alvin Schlagen?
Schlagen, yeah. Yep. And,
yeah.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, he was just the small raw milk farmer in Minnesota who was found guilty this past week for, again, selling supposedly adulterated foods. You know, the state is so weak with evidence. This is what one of the, you know, he was found guilty of one charge of selling adulterated food because some random person got sick, and instead of having any evidence or any physical evidence from Alvin's farm or a stool sample from the sick person, the guy filled out a questionnaire. He ate fast food, chicken, and he also drank raw milk that day, and he became sick. But it's not. They didn't have any physical evidence that lacked, that came from Alvin's farm. And Campylobacter, what he was, you know, sickened by, it mainly comes from chicken. And that's, of course, what the guy ate. But they didn't question that. They didn't question the fast food or the chicken he ate. They just said, oh, it must be from Alvin's farm. He caught
it. It was definitely the fast food or the chicken he ate. I could bet money on it. Alvin's publicist, Kim, actually just emailed me yesterday or the day before. And brought this to my attention. And then I went to your website and I saw an article about it as well. He now faces 90 days in jail if he violates his probation. And probation is essentially a trap. It's real easy, even if you're not a criminal, to violate their probation. If you breathe wrong, you're violated.
Right. And that, of course, gives the state officials reason to come on his property whenever they want and check and make sure everything's going according to their plan. And if anything's not, it's lockup time for Alvin.
Wow.
So it's really sad. And there's cases like this all over the country that have been going on now for the last few years. And, you know, I just read David Gumper's book, The Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Food Rights. And it's a great story about all the tragedies happening in America's, you know, food supply with these small farmers.
I'd like to hear more stories of that kind. We'll get into that in just a second. We got to take a quick break. We got Brad the Butcher Jordan with us on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Brad Butcher Jordan with us. It's hard not to call you Brad the Butcher Jordan. I mean, that's just got such a ring to it, dude. We're talking food freedom and about his new show that airs after mine at, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. And definitely check it out. I tuned in last week, and you were talking about a tiny house with this couple that seemed pretty darn cool. I was digging the show, dude. I really liked it. And
yeah, those were a couple of my friends, Megan and Glenn, and they were over, and you know that we were just chatting before the show, and I thought, man, this would be great to have you guys on, telling about, you know, how to kind of break off the system or you know, break away from the establishment and do your own thing and kind of live freer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought they were great. I figured they were, you know, world-renowned speakers on the topic. You know, they were pretty darn knowledgeable, from having a tiny cow, which I thought was just fascinating. You know, for those that don't want to have a big cow, have a tiny cow. It's easier to manage. You still get some quality milk and so on and so forth. So I dig the show. It's a topic that's near and dear to our hearts here at the Bob Tuscan Show. So I think it's a great addition. You were talking about a book you were reading. Tell me more about this book. What's the name of it again?
Yeah, it's David Gumpert wrote a book called Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Food Rights. And he has a blog called The Complete Patient. He's a good guy, and I've talked to him a few times. And anyways, his book just goes into great detail. It's an easy read about, you know, all the atrocities that are happening to small farmers, to, you know, these or co-op groups throughout the country. And it's a travesty to see the state officials are just, you know, kind of ruling with an iron fist, so to speak, and not allowing us as Americans to access these high-quality foods. And, you know, we remember in 2010, Rossum Raid, you know, where they went to that, that it's a kind of like a nutritional store in California.
California,
you know, we saw it all over the news. They kicked in the doors, you know, guns drawn, you know. Yeah, and this James Stewart guy, the owner, ended up going to jail for a certain length of time, and, you know, just kind of shut that whole thing down. And,
Put this back in perspective, just to reiterate the point, that we're not talking about a marijuana grow-up, not that that would permit the police state measure. But the point is, this is raw milk, ladies and gentlemen. Raw milk, better for you than the pasteurized pus.
Sure, easy to digest, has a lot more enzymes and minerals and nutrients in it, and it just tastes better.
It tastes better. The other thing is, Brad, I get chronic heartburn, and I have been probably from my teenage years, where I would eat too much pizza. You know, I worked as a pizza delivery guy, so I'd eat free pizza all the time. And I'd go and I'd have the munchies and I'd eat a ton of pizza, and I'd pass out with a stomach filled with pizza, and I totally damaged myself, and I wasn't as conscious at the time. I drink the soda, which will kill you, alone. I drink the junk, and as a result, I've been having heartburn now for most of my adult years. And
you,
I tell
still
you what,
have it?
Not with the raw milk.
Yeah, and if you even want to go a step further, you know, I like to culture my raw milk and make it into yogurt. Okay, and then, you know, I have a little bit of yogurt with a little bit of fruit in it, and I blend that up, and, you know, it's even more digestible and easier on you. And I tell you what, and then if you kind of go the paleo route and give up some of the grains, which I've just recently done, probably for the last 3 weeks here, I'm feeling a lot better, actually. So
yeah, we're going in that direction, actually. My wife and I have been really researching that hardcore, and at our farmer's market, they sell cultured goat's milk, goat yogurt, and goat kefir, which, I, from what I understand, is also very easy to digest with a tremendous amount of enzymes. Tell me, how do you culture your milk? How do you do it?
Well, you know, I generally leave it up to my girlfriend, but from what I understand is we just take some milk, and we start off with like a regular yogurt, you know, like a yogurt from the store, an organic one. I think it's called Seven Star or something like that. And we just put like a spoonful or two in the bottom of a quart-sized glass jar, and then we pour the raw milk into the glass. And then, you know, you just shake it up and let it sit there, let it sit in the fridge, and it turns into yogurt. I think that's how she does it. Again, she's the one that does it. I just eat it.
Well, fair enough. Somebody's got to eat it. So yeah, that sounds pretty darn easy, if that's how simple it is. I mean, everyone should be doing this. Are you also a big fan of fermented foods?
Yes, sauerkraut. We eat that sauerkraut, and, you know, I try to eat kombucha is really easy to make. We make that all the time and drink a couple glasses every day. You know, that's just making pretty much sweet tea and then pouring that into a jar and putting this live culture on top, and you let it sit there and ferment for a week, and pretty much you have kombucha. And then you can, you know, take it a step further, and when you put it into glass bottles, you can add a little bit of like strawberry juice or cherry juice or something, and let it sit out for a double fermentation, and that's how you get the fizz and all that, and it's a great drink, and, I mean, we drink it all the time, oh, yeah. So, yeah.
We have a local lady who makes a kombucha here, and we get that from the farmer's market as well. We got a great farmer's market here. How's your farmer's market there? Is it pretty cool?
Yeah, we go to one in Durham. They have a lot of locally produced foods. You know, you can get grass-fed bison, things like that. But we can't, you know, I live in the state of North Carolina, so, of course, it's hard to get raw milk here, so I got to actually get it shipped in from out of state. South Carolina, it's legal to sell there. You can sell it for pet consumption here or not for human consumption, but that's it. And then a lot of the farmers in the state of North Carolina are scared to offer it because they don't want the federales knocking on their door, you know, shutting them down like they have in other locations throughout the country. So,
it's hard to blame them. I mean, they've been scared from doing this. And here in the state of Florida, we have the same thing where it's for pet consumption only. So I go to the store and I say, hey, excuse me. And you have at the grocery store we shop at, you actually have to ask for it. So it's kind of like, hey, hey, you got any of that raw milk for my dog? For my dog, yeah. So it's pretty funny how, again, to reiterate the point that this is better for you than the pasteurized garbage. But just like we have all these other lobbies in Washington that are quite influential, the Big Farm milk lobby is incredibly influential. And we've all seen the milk ads that have been aired for years and years and years. They have a pretty good amount of influence in Washington and over the FDA.
Well, yeah, and let's back up. The dairy industry, they do have, but it is also the pharma industry because those are the cows that are injected with the hormones and the antibiotics and things like that that keep the milk produced. And so it's this sick system of, like, you know, government regulations to the mega farms to with the subsidies, and it's destroying, you know, any small farms out there. And because this is what I call raw milk, it's the gateway food. Because once you start drinking raw milk from that local farm you get it from, you're going to start buying other food from those guys too. You're going to eat the grass-fed meat, you know, the pasture-raised pork and chicken and the eggs. And guess what? You're going to start cutting into the corporation's bottom line. You're going to start taking away thousands of dollars of money a year that you would buy from the grocery store that you're now buying from your local farmer. So these guys are a threat to the establishment. They're a threat to the, you know, vertically integrated system that we have in place, where there's only a few food processors at the top, and they kind of dictate to these other farms what they're going to do. But if we can break free of that and go to these small local farms, that's how we beat these guys. And they know it, and they see these small farms as a threat. So they're you know, lobbying state officials to shut these guys down and go after them hard.
Interesting. So you're into food freedom, which is important. Right. Are you also aware of some of the other elements of tyranny in our world today? Are you a student of 9/11? Are you a student of, I don't know, all these crazy things that we talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a libertarian. 9/11 truth, I've seen the movies. You know, I've seen the nanothermal dynamite mixed in with the concrete that have been studied. I saw the little explosions as the whole building fell, you know. So, you know, the explosion, how it looks so safe.
So you got a taste of the big picture as well. It's not just
right.
You're not just the food. Yeah. All right, I thought so. All right, Brad, we got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our final segment with you today. In the second hour, of course, we got a great talk with Dr. G coming up about cancer. Stand by.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
John Stepmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, if you're just joining us, we have the benefit of Brad the Butcher Jordan of Food Riot Radio. He does a show after hours on Saturday, and it's from 10 p.m., 9 p.m. rather, to 10 p.m. Eastern. And I dig it. I like the concept of the show. It's got great topics, great guests, and I'm looking forward to tuning in the future. What do you have on tonight, Brad?
Well, I got a guy, a small farmer in northern Michigan who he does this urban farming, and you know, he bought up some land and he's tried to now sell the products, you know, he's grown to consumers on his property, and of course state officials are not letting him do so. So, you know, he's going to tell me more about it tonight. Again, it's just a huge overreach by the federal government. Or in this case, the state and county government, not letting this guy do what he wants on his own private property, especially when it's selling these nutrient-dense foods to people who want them. I mean, I don't see what the problem is, you know what I mean?
I was going to ask you, how do you find these people? But then I thought to myself, it's unfortunately not hard to find them. They seem to be more and more common. I interviewed somebody in Maine last year, Farmer Brown is his name?
Yeah, I think it was Dan Brown up in Maine.
Dan Brown,
Yeah, he got in the same for selling raw milk again, I do believe. And, you know, this guy that I'm interviewing tonight, he's not even selling raw milk. It's just produce that he's grown on his lawn, or so to speak, or his urban garden. And, you know, a lot of places are doing this in Michigan, especially in Detroit, because, you know, because of government that has, you know, essentially shut down businesses. You know, Detroit is an
interesting case. I was there a couple years ago to attend a conference. And, of course, now we hear in the news that it went bankrupt and they got all these financial issues. But if you actually go to Detroit and travel outside of the immediate downtown area, all you got to do is get a couple blocks outside of that. It turns into a ghost town that looks like it was in a war zone with abandoned buildings and all sorts of other, you know, really gloomy-looking, you know, houses and stuff like that. And it's crazy because in a few of these properties, a couple years ago at least, and I know it's only grown, they have gardens being grown in these abandoned lots and on these abandoned buildings as well. They have vertical gardens that are going up these, you know, 6-7 story buildings that are completely abandoned, and they're making use of this, which is kind of cool, and it shows us that when big government fails, when our economy fails, and all of these things at this point are an inevitability, that the people will go and they'll grow things. Go ahead.
And the thing is, the government doesn't want us to grow our own food. They don't want us to be independent of them because we're their life source. We're the ones they're sucking off of to get our tax dollars for their, you know, adventures overseas. And they don't want that. And, you know, it's really we're under a corporatocracy right now where just big businesses, you know, run our fascist government. And, you know, they don't want us to break free. They don't want us to have the freedom to grow our own food, to produce things ourselves. Because if we do, then, you know, we don't need government. And then, but more importantly, government needs us. So if more and more people stop doing that, you know, or start, you know, producing their own food, then they have less people to suck off, so to speak.
Sure. And Monsanto needs us. Because their whole motto is growing food for a growing population.
And you know, and speaking of Monsanto, I mean, we got to talk about patents. You know, I'm a libertarian, but I think patents are the biggest crock of you know what out there. Because, you know, that's like saying if I make a delicious recipe and someone else eats it, I shouldn't have the right to keep that recipe, to hold it for the rest of my life. I mean, imagine if you know, whoever invented the hamburger, only that person can make the hamburger and everyone else had to pay rights, so to speak, to that guy. But that's what Monsanto is doing with all the crops.
Sure.
They're saying, you know, it's our code, it's our species, and, you know, and that's how they do it. And then, like, some seed will fall off their truck and, you know, get on some guy's farm, and then they'll come sue that guy for, you know, patent infringement, which, of course, is enforced by our benevolent government. And it's just, it's really a crazy system. So, yeah, I just can't get that point across more. And Food Riot Radio and such that it's really, you know, you end government and you end this sick cycle that we're currently on.
I guess there's a patent on the birthday song to show you how crazy it can get. You know, happy birthday to you. I guess somebody owns the rights to that.
So if I sing that song to my two-year-old daughter, you know, I better do it in a locked room where no one can hear me. But that might be hard with the NSA spying on me and drones flying above my head. I don't want to sing happy birthday and have a heat-seeking Hellfire missile come down and destroy my house.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful.
My God, my
they're always listening. Our world is really looking like more and more a page out of 1984 by George Orwell.
We are in a police state. There is no doubt about it. There's no denying it. I mean, they're watching every. I mean, they have our phone records, our emails. I mean, they are watching everything we do, and it's disgusting. But you know what? You know who the 1% are? It's the people in government. The 99% of us are the ones they're spying on. So, you know, all it takes is, you know, if people can wake up, if the sheeple can turn back into people and unzombify themselves, we can win. We just have to realize, you know, that, hey, they're the ones controlling us. We just got to say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to follow your rules. And I'm a huge fan of civil disobedience to a point. You know, and that's what these farmers do. Vernon Hershberger, another farmer in Wisconsin, you know, he practiced civil disobedience. He said, you know what? I'm going to continue to sell my raw milk products, even though the state's telling me not to. There was a holding order on his products, and he said, the hell with this. I'm going to sell my products. People continued to buy them. They took him to court, and he was acquitted of all his charges. So, you know, nice. In a couple cases, you know, we're winning. Elvin, the same thing. Schlagen, he was acquitted in one county, but he was just found guilty in another. So, you know, but you got to keep fighting it. You know, you can't just give up. You can't just do what the state says. And you let more and more people become aware of what's going on, and you just grow your voice, you know. The way I look at it is if the government thinks that these raw milk farmers are evil people, you know, then so was Rosa Parks, right? Because they're standing up for food freedom. She was standing up for her civil rights. And, you know, it's the same thing. You know, we should have the right to choose the foods we want to eat, just like people should have the right to sit where they want on a public bus, even though I don't believe in public transportation. You know? You with me, Bob?
I am. You bring up a lot of points that I agree with there. And, you know, the thought came up just a moment ago when we were talking about how the government is overseeing almost every aspect of our life. They're listening in. They're coming after what we eat. And then when you go to the airport, they're literally feeling you up.
Grabbing your private parts with the porno scanner. It's disgusting. These guys should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, the officials that work for government, when they wake up in the morning and they're putting on their government-approved vest and they look themselves in the mirror in the eyes, they got to be disappointed with what they're looking at. I mean, these are the most disgusting, despicable human beings ever created. And how can they live with themselves? The ones enforcing these bogus rules, I'm talking to you guys. You guys are just the scum of the earth because you're enforcing these rules. You're filling people up. I mean, how can they sleep with themselves at night, Bob?
Well, I think they sleep with themselves and... I was trying to come
they,
up with
you know what
there.
They probably do they do sleep with themselves because they're probably not bringing any girls home because they're
that's what I was
little,
gonna say exactly
yeah
yes.
They're a bunch of nerdy little dweebs that couldn't make it in the real world, so they have to go with government and suck off everyone else and enforce these garbage arbitrary rules, and hard-working people like us, we suffer the consequences for it. You know, we get taxed more, we gotta work harder, and it's a bunch of bull. And, you know, again, people need to wake up to this fact.
Right on, brother. Well, we're on the same page, and I definitely want to put one final plug in for your show tonight and every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. What's the website, foodriotradio.com?
Yeah, just foodriotradio.com. Search us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search Food Riot Radio as well. We put up a lot of good content, not just from us, from other sources as well. And, you know, our main goal is to get the word out about food freedom, freedom in general. And because the war is on, it's been waged by the federal government and state officials, and we're here to fight them. So, you know, please tune in and follow us on Facebook and Twitter if you can.
Absolutely, Brad. Well, I appreciate you coming on today. In future shows, I'll tell you about my off-the-grid food experience. I lived in Mexico for a while, so we'll save that for another show between us. All right, Brad, take care and all the best. We'll be right back with hour number two and Dr. Garland coming on to talk about cancer.
The Bob Tusk. With